The Epic of Eight-Year Holy Defense.
In our previous program, we talked about the widespread use of chemical weapons by the former Iraqi dictator Saddam's Ba'athist regime, particularly with regards to retaking of the Fur region from the Iranian combatants. We also said with the vast resistance of Iranian combatants, the Ba'athist enemy was disappointed from continuing counterattack to retake the lost lands, and the area of Ra'is al-Bisheh to Fur and to the Salt Lake continued to be under control of Iranian combatants. As a result of the presence of Iranian forces along the coast of Khor Abdullah, the sea link of the Iraqi regime with the Persian Gulf was cut off. It took more than 70 days to repel enemy counterattacks and stabilize the operational area. Since in this longest operation, the most breathtaking conflict took place during the Valfaj 8 operation, which the Iraqi commanders called backbreaking. As a result, the will and power of the confrontation of the Ba'athist army broke. With the passage of a week of the presence of Iranian forces in the Fur Peninsula, Iraq was disappointed of having any success. The battleground around Fur Peninsula is such that it does not allow the use of a large number of forces in the area. Defense Minister Adnan Khairullah also said it was difficult to recapture the Fur Peninsula from the Iranians. The existence of swamps and salt mines in this land was a major obstacle for the Iraqi army. Maher Abdul Rashid, commander of the 7th Iraqi Division, also said that Iran has used new military tactics in its current operations. Contrary to the expectations of the difficult weather with heavy rainfall, frogmen and martial combatants began their attack on Iraqi positions. One of Valfaj 8's most important operational phases was transfer of thousands of Iranian combatants across the Arvand River. After the capture of the Fur Peninsula, support was first required for light vessels and light tugboats. Hundreds of boats also carried the task of transferring forces and light facilities. However, the provision of thousands of combatants who crossed the Arvand River required the construction of a fixed bridge on the waterway. Accordingly, before the start of the operation, it was anticipated that near the mouth of the Arvand River, a bridge should be constructed from which a variety of heavy equipment, such as tanks, armored carriers, and engineering machinery, could be transported. The mission of this great work was the responsibility of Jihad Organization. The engineering and support forces of Construction Jihad constructed a bridge with a length of about 600 meters and a width of about 12 meters and about 8 meters in height, using approximately 3,400 pipelines of each one 56 inches and with a precise engineering design. The designer and supervisor of the bridge, engineer Behrouz Poursharifi, was responsible for engineering support for the construction Jihad War. Poursharifi, who later in 1996 died in a car accident. The construction of this bridge was faced with numerous problems, such as the tidal waters of the Arvand River, winds and storms, as well as artillery fire and enemy air bombardment, which caused temporary cessation in the construction work. Eventually, after about 6 months of steady and overnight work, the final stage of the pavilion preparation and pavement completed on 7th of October 1986, and traffic began. The 56-inch, 80-kilometer-long pipelines that were taken from Iraq as war booty were used to build the bridge. This bridge connected the Four Peninsula with Iran and was considered a great success in warfare engineering. The most important goal of the Valfage 8 operation was to achieve a decisive military victory on the battlefield. The father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may his soul rest in peace, insisted that the aggressor of the war should be identified and condemned. The Valfage 8 operations was thus in granting further success to the Iranians and shattered the power of the Iraqi aggressors. Operation Valfage 8 boosted Iran's hope for a military solution to end the war. The role of artillery was very important for both sides, and in the days of the conflict, the exchange of artillery fire was very intense. Passing through Arvan River made global powers sure that Iran could achieve a decisive victory in the war. The Four Peninsula operation was the biggest victory of the Islamic combatants of Iran after the liberation of the city of Khorramshahr in 1982. The great success of the operation, after about 3 years since Bayt al-Muqaddas operation, was the beginning of a major development on the battlefield, which in turn led to other successes, including the Karbala 1 operation, the liberation of Mehran, and the Valfaj 10 operation. The unexpected operation of Iran in the very important Four Peninsula has surprised Saddam regime's supporters. Prior to this operation, the United States, the former Soviet Union, and Arab states supporting Saddam thought that the Ba'athist regime in Iraq could prevent the advance of Iranian forces and therefore did not assess the continuation of the war detrimental to them. But with Valfaj 8, the operation eroded their views and calculations so that the great development of Ba'athist military power was on the agenda of the great world powers and the Arab states, and started new measures to prevent the defeat in the 8-year imposed war. The operation was carried out on the basis of a sophisticated and initially military thinking by trained, brave and martyrdom-seeking humans who were able to surprise the enemy with appropriate tactics, and therefore assess the military capability of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps both inside and outside of the country. We will talk more about this in our next program. Until then, goodbye and God bless.